Happy New Week, and of course, you're welcome to the sunny side this beautiful Monday afternoon. It's already 12:20 on the clock, and today is August 22. And just realized that it's actually raining in some parts of Port Harcourt. So in case you are where you are and the weather is looking maybe cloudy, but there is no rain over there, just get ready, all right? It might be coming your way in a bit, all right? Just to let you know what's happening with the weather forecast right now. All right, on the show today, we will discuss the power of words. So we'll be focusing, actually, on blessings and curses, all right? And I want to find out from you, between blessings and curses, which one do you believe manifests quickly? You know, there are people who actually believe that curses manifest quickly, you know, faster than blessings. They believe once a curse is placed on someone, it is bound to happen faster than when a blessing has been proclaimed over somebody. So you tell me what you think, all right? I want to know what your belief is. Blessings, curses, which one do you think manifests quickly? All right, just to also remind you, we are on social media, so get on there. Get on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Get on Instagram, Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. You can also get on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and join the conversation over there. All right, you can also get on our website at www.nigeriainfo.fm. All right, so welcome aboard once again. My name is Constance Mega. Okay, so let's start off this way. Words, actually, they say, someone actually said that words, they have the power to build people up, confine people to where they are, and break people down. Words. Words. So, of course, with our focus actually on blessings and curses, all right? I told you earlier, there are people who believe that a curse will manifest quicker than a blessing would. And there are also people who believe that a blessing would manifest quicker than a curse. But it will have to be said over and over and over for it to actually come to pass. And then another thing, right? Talking about blessings and curses. The manifestation of a blessing or a curse, is it based on who is proclaiming it, who is saying what, or on the receiver? I mean, if someone does not believe that your curse or a curse laid on them is not going to work, is that enough reason for the curse not to work? What if the person who laid the curse believes so much that it will manifest? Same goes to, you know, blessings. If someone blesses you, you know, speaks words of blessing, the manifestation of what was spoken, is it as a result of who was speaking or as a result of who was receiving the words spoken? Now, there are people who believe that curses manifest based on the age of the person, or even blessings based on the age of the person who proclaimed it. If it's an older person, an elderly person, not just an older person, but an elderly person, they believe it's going to manifest than when it is coming from a younger person. Now, there are people also who attribute it to maybe the power, you know, the authority, if it's an authority figure. So we're going on a commercial break here. When we return, I'd like you to talk to me about what your belief is between curses and blessings, which manifests quickly. I'll be right back.
Nigeria Info, right back after this.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
show.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to the show, 12:26 right now, and this is still the Sunny Side. My name is Constance. All right, so we're talking curses and blessings. And I've asked you a question. Between curses and blessings, which do you think manifests quickly? And I would also like to have your reason, right, for whatever your answer is. If you believe curses manifest quicker than a blessing would or blessings would, tell me why you think so. All right. So the numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. You can also send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. All right, we have Okafor from Elelengo. Hello, Okafor.
Yes, good afternoon, my sister Constance.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you. I want to say here, blessings manifest faster than causes.
Why do you think so?
And how do I mean? If you look at reasons for blessings, are always reward for good jobs done. Say, for instance, you see a woman wanting to cross the road, an elderly woman, and you assist her to cross. What do you get in reward? Mighty King, God bless you. You see an old man who is old enough that he's looking for firewood to warm himself, and then you're able to fetch firewood and give to him. And after you've done that, he says, my son, my daughter, God bless you. It manifests fast. But if you see an old man and he refuses to greet him, and he causes you, you are a foolish person, it doesn't manifest, because you are not under obligation to either to greet or not to greet. So I still believe that most reasons why we bless is for reward for good things done. And God appreciates that so much. And that's why if you read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19, it talks, I said before you, life and death, blessings and curse, that whoever that chooses life has already chosen blessings. And what is that life, whoever that chooses? If you choose to do good things, if you choose to be generous to people, if you choose to live life of charity, and each good you do, people bless you. Each sympathy you show to somebody, people bless you, people go along with you. And you see that those blessings, it manifests. And it doesn't manifest in the way we look at it. But what you see as manifestation now is when you have so much money in your pocket and all whatnot, there are so many ways that blessings work in you, which you may not know. You may live long life, you may live even life free of sickness, and you won't know the reason why you're enjoying good health, why others are suffering. It could be a blessing people are giving to you. For you to have looked at an old person, my son, I bless you. And when you continue, you keep living longer than your age mates.
All right, thank you very much.
It's the blessings you have received from persons, especially those who are older than you, or those you have done.
All right, thank you very much, Okafor.
So I believe.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much, Jesus. So many commas in his sentence. Dakuku from Eche, are you still there, please? Oh, wow. Apologies, though. You can actually call back if you can. Okafor, he just kept talking, and I was waiting for, you know, for him to actually land, and interesting. Well, thank you very much for calling all the same. So he says that he believes that blessings manifest quickly or quicker than curses. And he says he believes it's as a result of something good done. It's more like a reward. And it actually got me thinking, how about those people who bless after they have been hurt? Let's say someone stole something from them and they say to the person, may God bless you. May your life go well. There are people who do that. May you not meet what you did to me. May you not meet people who would treat you the way you treated me. Is that going to manifest in reverse? I mean, a blessing has been spoken. Would they rather get a curse after a blessing has been spoken? Mr. Zion from GRA, you're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon.
What a timely conversation for our today generation. It's natural. Even Jesus affirmed it. In 3 days, you can destroy this temple. In 3 days. This was a temple that was built or took them over many years to construct. But to destroy it, just 3 days. That is to tell you that it's a natural phenomenon that it takes a swift action to destroy something. But it takes time to build. So it's blessings and curse. When it comes to blessings, it takes time for blessings to manifest. Blessings come like a chain reaction. You saw this old woman, you help her. This other community. Medicaid.
Hello, yes. Mr. Zion.
Can I go on?
Please go on. I actually didn't hear the last thing you said.
Okay. So this time and time pronunciation of these blessings upon you, they make way for you. As a young boy, you saw a ministry or you saw a commission, you attached yourself to that commission. It might be a church, it might be a traditional worship environment. And you are serving. It's like you are building your success. That is how it is. But look at the curse. The person was so aggrieved and angry. He laid a curse. For you to steal from my house, it shall happen to you this way. Bam, it just worked. Because it takes just 3 days or even a second to destroy. But it takes time to build. That is how it is. Like a similar story, a breadwinner in the family was doing well, suddenly became so pompous not to be helping his parents. He doesn't help his people anymore. And the mother laid a curse on him. As I'm talking to you today, the mother is still praying, you know, for that bread that he lost to be won again. It's not easy. Over a year, 2, 3, 4 years. But there are people that the foundation of their growing up, the things that we are doing for their community, for their people, for their life, their truthful nature, their sincerity. Once you lay a curse on them and something, because it must happen, no, and they fall, before a no, they'll go to somewhere else. Somebody will prophesy upon them. So it takes power. Who is that person that curses you, and who is it that blesses you?
So for you, it depends on who the speaker or who the proclaimer of the blessing or curse is.
Exactly.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Zion.
You must understand the secret of the blessings and the curse.
All right, thank you, Mr. Zion. Dakuku is back from Eche. Hi, Dakuku. Hello, Dakuku. We're not discussing Atiku. What's up? Good afternoon.
This is Dakuku calling from Okeche.
All right, Dakuku, you are in high spirits today. What's happening?
Yes, I'm in high spirits. Look, let me tell you, madam, for the issue you're talking about, it's the cause and the blessing. Cause always happen quick, more than blessing. Blessing, you know, it's something from God. And when you make that blessing, people will be able to target, to monitor. God will be able to monitor that blessing before he brings a blessing. But because it's something of juju. It can even change at any time. It can even happen at any time. I get it. Just let me give you an example. What happened recently? You can say it's a different thing. And from the governor, when he was saying people for pensioners, other things, women, they go on the way protesting, causing governor, he cannot succeed. He cannot. And that makes him, he succeeded. I get him appeal. He's not succeeded. The cause always asks if you offended the people. But if you not offend the person, it cannot be able to happen easily. I get him my point. So, of course, it's always happening more than blessing. I get him my point.
Okay, so what you're saying in essence. All right, Dakuku. Thank you very much, Dakuku. He's actually in a hurry to leave. I just really wanted to understand, is it that the curse or curses, you know, have, you know, curses are more powerful than blessings? Is that what it is? Hello, Michael from Nkoro. All right, Michael, please do well to call back if you can. Okay, So is it that curses are more powerful than curses? Or curses are more powerful than blessings? Or based on who the person who is speaking the words is? If the person speaking those words is someone who is over a person, like a person of authority over another person, maybe a spiritual head, or biological, could be your parents or your guardian, whoever, or the person who is higher than you, not just higher than you, but the person has some form of a person of authority over you. Doesn't mean when this person lays a curse, because of the person, the curse is going to manifest. So how about the place of, what happens to your personal belief? If I do not believe that a curse is going to work on me, what happens to that? If I do not believe that what you said could be from my mother or my father or whoever, if I do not believe that her curse or his curse is going to manifest, isn't that something? Is my belief not supposed to hold sway? Shouldn't that be stronger than an external force? All right, we have Essien from Woji. Hello, Essien.
Hello, good morning.
Good afternoon.
I'll make it very interesting.
You what?
Curse move faster than Hello?
Okay, you say curses move faster than blessings.
Yes, because curse is something that happens, and every day the person is feeling the pain, just like somebody is not well.
I'm actually still trying to understand your reason, for saying that curses move faster than blessings. All right, there he goes. All right, Essien, thank you all the same. So I've gotten how many people now who say that curses move faster than blessings? So, how many people have you seen who are cursed and it's manifesting? It's easy for us to see when things are not moving well for somebody to just say that the person is moving around with a curse or the person is cursed. But what happens to the place of it's not yet their time, or maybe they're still going through a phase? Not necessarily that someone cursed them. And how do you even know that a person is blessed or that a person is cursed? How do you know? Is there some form of is there an outlook the person would have? Are there things to look out for to say, okay, this is a blessed person, or this is a cursed person? So how do you know that a person that maybe you have cursed is is experiencing the curse that was laid on them? And how do you also know that a person you have blessed or that has been blessed is also living out or living in that blessing, or the blessing is manifesting in their lives? So curses and blessings. Why do you think, if you agree or if you believe, that curses move faster, they manifest faster than blessings? Why do you think like that? Is it that a curse has a stronger energy? There are people who believe in the aura of a person. So if a curse is coming from, let's say, a witch doctor, it's most likely to happen because it's coming from a witch doctor. If a curse is coming from maybe your pastor or your reverend father, it's going to manifest because of, the power that they possess. If it's coming from an old woman or man, it's going to manifest because of their age. What are your thoughts, though? We have George from Eche. Hello, George.
Yeah, good afternoon, Costa.
Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Thank you. So, for what you said about the causes from people that are somehow superior to you, causes people when you've not wronged them, we've not done anything wrong, does not stand. Does not stand. There must be something. There must be something for any before any cause.
But you know there are people who lay curses on people, not necessarily because they've done something wrong to them.
Yeah, there are people like that. They do not stand. So far as you're clear, you're free. You're not doing anything. Such causes do not stand.
So now from what you're saying, it sounds like two things come to play here. The person who is being cursed, your belief, and the second thing, what you did, your action, or whatever it is that led to the curse or the blessing.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, George.
Thank you.
All right, we have Gideon from Rumokuta. Hi, Gideon. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, my sister.
Welcome.
Yes, when it comes to blessing and cause, these two things are the same. Just like a sin and righteousness, it doesn't have any measure. Every sin is sin, no matter how big or small it is. The same thing with blessing and cause. These two work hand in hand. So it doesn't have the superiority among the two. The two are equal, they are the same. Blessing comes when it is. You know, it is time to come. The same thing with cause. So I can't say this one is more powerful or half faster than the other one. Two work as accordance. Because if you look at what in the creation, the first people that commit sin, Abel and Cain, it did not take time for the sin to manifest. The same thing with the Abraham's blessing. The same time that God promised that a blessing to fulfill, that is when it's fulfilled.
It actually took a while in that case. Can you hear me, Gideon?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, the blessing that Abraham had, it took a while before it manifested.
Yes, exactly. The same thing with God.
Okay, so what you're saying is no one actually manifests faster than the other.
The blessing was a period of time. God promised a period of time.
Okay.
Like we will give birth at the end of 1 year. That's the same time from that time it was promised. And it's fulfilled at that same time.
All right. Thank you very much.
So it's the same thing with cause. Then if you talk of who caused, whether blessing fulfilled because of who the belief, that is the person that this thing is being promised. I would say it's based on the circumstance. It doesn't matter who promised or who blessed the person, whether an old man or a younger person. It depends on the circumstance. If that blessing, there are some things that people do, and nobody actually say, God bless you, or you are blessed, or you are poor, and those things will fail. It's just a natural phenomenon. If you do good things come to you. If you do bad things, it's empty. So it depends on the circumstance and the reason of that thing. So whether somebody pronounced it or not, it will definitely manifest.
Interesting. All right, thank you very much
for your
thoughts there, Gideon. We have Sydney from Omagwa. All right, Sydney, please do well to call back. So for Gideon, it doesn't matter whether it was proclaimed, whether someone spoke a curse or a blessing. What matters is what you do. You're going to have the reward. Or whatever the outcome of your life will be is as a result of what you do. If you do good, you will get good happen to you. If you do evil, you're going to have evil happen to you. So whether or not someone blesses or curses you, it doesn't matter. All right. Well, of course, when we make say blessing and curse, okay, it's not necessarily just using the word "I curse you." What are you saying after the after? Yeah, what are you saying to actually show that this is a curse? It is what is said. I bless you. It's not a blessing. It is not. What are you saying to show that what you have said so far are words of blessing to the person? So curses and blessings, which do you think manifests faster? On WhatsApp, let's see here. Greetings, Constance. Curses manifest faster because nothing is hindering it. But blessings is already available, but it depends on your faith in God in order to receive its fullness. That's a message from Mansion. All right, Mansion. Thank you. Thanks, Ma, for sharing this thought. Blessings and curses manifest the same time, depending on God's timing and grace upon whomever this is led, or this is laid upon, and the speaker. Example, when God blessed Abraham, it started happening instantly, and Elisha and Gehazi in the Bible. Oh, those two. All right. We still have another George from Eleme. Is it the same George? Hello, George.
Okay, good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon. All right, it's another joke.
Okay. I strongly believe that both works, but my only concern now is that it now depends on individuals. If a blessing is pronounced on you and you go back home and sit down and do nothing about it, the blessing will be hanging.
Okay.
Now, because faith works by work. Now, in the same way, when a curse is placed on somebody, and the person go back home and sit down and do nothing about it, then the curse will come.
So how come... Hold on, George. Let's have this conversation. How come if a blessing has been spoken over me and I do not do anything, it does not manifest? But when it's a curse, I still do not do anything, it manifests. Why?
Yes. Like, there are two ways about it now. That's what I'm saying. A curse is meant to be an attack to you. It's like... somebody has pronounced that they feel that I am attacking Constance on for any moment from now. All you need to do is begin to build a wall of defense. Otherwise, it will come. Now, a blessing is pronounced, you are not going to take it. You sit down and you wait. The blessing will not come. A curse is like, is an attack coming to, like I said, one of the Arab countries say they will shoot rockets to Israel, and Israel did not build a wall of defense. The rockets will come anytime. But because they have their droid already there, it's defending them. Now, it's not applied for blessing. This one, you have to go and take. But if you don't go and take, you just sit down there and everything will stay past. And blessing has limited time. After that period of time, you don't get it, you have to go and queue. So we have a role to play in both ways.
I'm still finding it really hard to understand, right? Because the blessing, I mean, if a curse is an attack, is the blessing not like a gift that is also coming to me?
Okay, let's take it like this now. You are there now. Mm-hmm. Say, George, I'm gifting you a car.
Mm-hmm.
And all I just do is sit down and wait constant to bring it to my house.
What am I supposed to do?
I did not call to remind you. I did not call to figure out how to get it. I just sit down and off my phone and expect the blessing to come. It will never come.
So that means you have turned off your phone, so there's even no way to reach you in the first place. But if I know where you live and I have said, George, for this thing you did, I'm going to give you a car. Send me your, what's it called? Your house address or whatever. So this time around, there is some kind of transaction going on.
Whatever, but I did not send it. I'm doing nothing about it. I'm expecting you to just appear with it.
Okay,
I have a role to play. I must do something to get this blessing. And one of the keys to it is obedience. Obedience. Yeah. Like the song says, obedience brings the blessing near when faith has firmly bind us. I have to believe in you by faith. Then I have to do what? Be obedient. Send me your details. I did not send. The blessing that God pronounced on the children of Israel is supposed to manifest speedily. But sin did what? Kept them for more than that. So there's a bridge of disobedience that is holding the blessing.
So in other,
and there's also a bridge of disobedience when we don't, when we get a curse too.
So this is what I'm also thinking, right? If I say I'm going to set your house on fire, I don't know where you live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I say, George, I'm going to set your house on fire for what you said, for what you did. And then you turn off your phone.
You tell me now you set my house on fire.
Yeah.
Now, before you say so, I don't know the information you've gotten about me. Okay. I don't know the information you've gotten about my house. All I have to do now is build security measures to see that my house is not set, I believe.
Hmm.
Because it's possible.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, George.
Welcome.
All right. I have Ify. Ify, are you still there? I thought as much. Okay. I'm really enjoying this conversation. All right. So you tell me, are words that powerful? That's another thing, because someone who even called in says, it's not about the words. Words don't really do anything. It's garbage in, garbage out. It's what you give that you get. It's not about what he said. But a lot of people believe that words are powerful. So I'm asking, are words that powerful? So I lay a curse on someone and I say, you break your leg for stealing whatever from me. You will break your leg as you're going. What if the person never breaks their leg? For standing by me, for helping me carry this thing that was quite heavy, people will dash you money. Somebody will dash you money today. What if nobody dashes your money? But I've blessed you, but it didn't manifest. So what is going to make these two words, what's going to make them manifest? Is it my aura, my energy, or your energy? Do you have to do anything for either of this to manifest? All right, Ify is back from Abia State. Hi, Ify.
Hello, sister. Good afternoon.
Oh, interesting. I was expecting to hear a lady's voice.
No, it's Ify class.
Is what?
Ify class.
All right. You're welcome. Please go on.
Yes, I see it is. Blessing and cursing. You see that nowadays today, there is a lot of superstition. Both those God pastors and native doctors. There's one thing one needs to believe. If you are a true son of God, born and baptized, but if God wants to bless you, he will bless you and to manifest going to effort and according to belief. If somebody is full of negativity, that's not how. The person, if somebody is led on that person, you see that the person has the result of the sound of the superstition applying here and there. So that person to resist that. Because that woman also tries to resist that. You will flee. Then you see that out of superstition, the person who out of fear, because fear has a summons. Somebody you refer to someone left over you. You didn't resist that thing, the comment of that person. Because if that thing is coming to manifestation.
Okay.
So that's why there's something one needs to learn this out. If anybody is listening for you, apologize, just keep it out of your mind. Move on.
Okay, thank you very much, Ify. So far, I've heard some person say, if you're cursed, you will have to counter the curse with your own words. If you don't do that, the curse is most likely going to manifest. In fact, what they say is that it's going to manifest. And if you're blessed, you have to also use your words to bring the blessing to manifest. And here's what I'm thinking right now. There's this saying that a closed mouth is a closed destiny. I want to get your take on that based on this particular analogy. When you're cursed, if you do not use your words, your own words, to repel the curse, it's going to manifest. And when you're blessed, if you do not use your words to maybe accept the blessing, it will not manifest.